The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Dr. John Hopkins, the radiologist at Rush Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Hopkins.
Hi, good morning, Mary. How are you doing today?
Just fine, thank you. You're here today to discuss screenings.
Yeah, in the imaging department, we actually have a lot of screening exams that we offer. You can get different types of screening exams, blood tests. We use actual imaging procedures to look at most of them.
What type of screening exams do you offer?
We offer a number of exams in the imaging department. Some of the ones that we offer are coronary calcium scoring CT, a lung cancer screening CT. Probably our biggest screening exam is mammography.
Who should be screened for lung cancer?
Lung cancer is actually the second most common type of cancer in the U.S. It's second to prostate cancer in men and breast cancer in women. So it's a serious problem. About 13% of all new cancers each year in the U.S. are some type of lung cancer. So it's really important to catch these lung cancers early. It just leads to improved outcomes as far as treatment. So the average age of a patient with new lung cancer is about 70. So a lot of these people are not going to be necessarily caught early in their life. It's going to be something that you find later on. And a lot of times it's asymptomatic until it's too late. So screening is really important to catch these cancers when they're early and when they're easily treatable. As far as our exam, what we actually do is we use what's called the American College of Radiology Lung Rads criteria, which tells us that a very specific part of the population should be screened. So for us, we say that if you're between 55 and 74, if you're currently smoking or if you've quit smoking within the past 15 years and you have at least a 30-pack year smoking history, then you're eligible for our screening program. And pack year means number of packs that you smoke per day times the number of years that you smoke.
Even if you've quit smoking like 10 years ago, you can still be affected by it?
Yeah, certainly. Most of the way that these lung cancers start are as small nodules or little dots on your CT scan in your lungs. And if the cancer is very aggressive, it might grow really fast. And in that case, the screening might not necessarily be so useful. But a lot of them actually grow slowly over time. Even after you stop smoking, that nodule still has some cancerous potential.
Some patients I know don't want to get a lung scan because they believe that they have to quit smoking in order to get the lung scan. Is that true?
That is not true, actually. And those patients would probably benefit more from the screening than the patients who are interested in quitting smoking. The CT scan itself is a very low dose of radiation. Basically, it's a very fast exam. It takes, maybe a minute once you're actually on the table and in the room. And then after the exam is performed, you go home and we'll send a copy of the report to your primary care doctor. You do have to have a doctor actually order these for you.
Okay, you have to have a doctor.
Yeah, you have to have a primary care doctor or somebody order the exam for you. But most people, especially the providers in the community, if you just express interest to them that you'd like one, they'll usually or just call us and order it. So it's not really a big deal. It doesn't go through insurance or anything like that. We actually offer it just for cash. And the cash price that we offer it for is $59.
Well, that sounds excellent. What can you tell me about the mammography?
Mammography is a screening tool that we use to help diagnose breast cancer. Again, we're trying to catch things as early as we can. We start screening people, or we recommend that people start getting screened at age 40. That's the American College of Radiology recommendation. Some other organizations do believe that they can start later at 50, but we follow the American College of Radiology recommendations. So basically, what the mammogram entails is it's a special type of x-ray that looks specifically just at the breast. We currently only screen female patients for this just because breast cancer can happen in men, but it's very unlikely. And so it just wouldn't be a good screening test for that. So what we do is we place the breast in compression in two different positions, each breast, take an x-ray, and then we take a look at the images. If the images all look normal, then we just say everything looks okay, come back in a year, and we'll look again. If something looks a little funny or something doesn't look quite right, we might have you come back in and take some extra pictures or maybe even do an ultrasound.
Did you say that this is something that you need to have done every year?
So we recommend, in the American College of Radiology, when I say we recommend that you have one done once a year. There are special situations where the doctor may ask you to come in and have one more frequently than once a year. But usually it's not any more than one per year.
And what about people who have a family history of breast cancer?
People with increased risk factors, usually first primary relative with breast cancer, which means mom or, you know, potentially dad, siblings or children. We usually recommend that those people come in and start getting screened 10 years before that relative's breast cancer was diagnosed. So if you had a first-degree relative that had breast cancer at 35, then you would actually come in and start getting screened at 25.
And is this something that you need to have a doctor's referral to get?
For this one, you do not. What we usually do request is that you have someone who's going to manage your care afterwards, just so that we have somewhere to send the results to in case something would be abnormal. We would want that to be taken care of as quickly as possible. The diagnostic mammogram, which would be kind of the follow-up, if we ask you to come back and take extra pictures, that actually does have to be ordered by a doctor or a nurse practitioner. So while you don't have to have an order for your screener, it kind of makes sense to have someone to follow up your results.
So if I go and I get a mammogram and then I get a letter that they found something on it, does that mean that I have cancer?
No, and actually the vast majority of people that come back for those extra pictures don't have cancer. And in fact, most of the people that have breast biopsies don't have cancer. The statistics that we use basically is that for every 1,000 people that are screened, we should find 5 breast cancers. For every screening exam we do, we'll call back maybe 10% of those people. And of those people, maybe 30% of them will have a breast biopsy. And of those breast biopsies, maybe 30% of them will be breast cancer.
So not a great likelihood then.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have some trepidation and some fear about being called back for these exams when you know, statistically, they're more likely to not have cancer than to have cancer, even when they get called back.
Well, that's really good to know. You mentioned the cardiac calcium scoring. Could you explain what that is?
Yeah, so this is just another type of CT exam. It has some similarities to the lung cancer screening CT. It's just kind of focused on a different part of the body. Coronary artery disease is, you know, the number one killer in the U.S. And worldwide. If we can get a jump on it and try to start finding people who are at higher risk for coronary artery disease or for complications from coronary artery disease, then we're kind of, you know, winning part of the battle at least. The nice thing about this exam too is you don't need an order. So you can just call our department or come in off the street and say, I want to get one of these done. Again, this is another one that doesn't go through insurance. We offer it for a cash price of $59. If you get the lung cancer screening CT and the coronary calcium scoring CT at the same time, we'll do them both for $100. It's just the same as like a low-dose CT. We'll put some EKG leads on you just to kind of line up our CT scan with your heartbeat to kind of reduce motion. And then it's just a scan of your heart. We'll give you a sheet actually at the end of it that kind of tells you how much calcium you have in your vessels, because that's kind of a predictor of coronary artery disease. Atherosclerosis is usually a combination of soft, what they call soft or cholesterol plaque, and then some of it's calcified. So we can see the calcified parts on this exam, but not the soft plaque.
And is that what coronary artery disease is, when you have a buildup inside your blood vessels?
Yeah, exactly. It's what causes a heart attack, because the blood vessels get blocked off and they can't get blood flow to different parts of your heart. So the heart muscle will start to die, and that's a heart attack. So this is kind of us trying to figure out, how much disease do you have? Do you need to see a cardiologist? Do you need to be on cholesterol medicine? Or do you just need to maybe change your diet a little bit?
Do most people have symptoms before they come to see you? Or is this something that people just get done as a precautionary measure?
All these screening exams are actually, part of the requirement is that you don't have symptoms. So if you're having chest pain or you feel like you're having symptoms of a heart attack, then you should be instantly seen in the emergency department, number one. But this exam would not be necessarily right for you. If you have a history of coronary artery disease and you've had stents put in your heart to help open up the blockage, those people also should not have this cardiac calcium scoring, because the metal in the stent actually looks like calcium and it won't calculate the number right.
So maybe if I had high cholesterol, would I be justified in getting one of these tests done?
Definitely. High cholesterol, family history of coronary artery disease is a strong indication. Tobacco use, particularly just smoking, not so much chewing tobacco, but smoking tobacco is a big risk factor for coronary artery disease. So that would be another thing that might push you towards it. We usually don't ask people to come in when they're younger than 35, but some people elect to anyways, and that's okay. But just the fact is that the risk of them having coronary artery disease is so low at that young age. But we've had people, you know, as young as 30 come in and want to get checked out.
And I guess like with breast cancer, Maybe you would need it more if you had a family history of coronary artery disease.
Yeah, the family history is always a strong indicator of risk. So we definitely would recommend that people with a high family history or high risk family history of coronary artery disease get checked out. Usually these numbers, in a vacuum, they don't necessarily mean much. It's more just to kind of help try to stratify who do we want to send to the cardiologist, who do we think needs to be on cholesterol medicine, or who do we think can just get away with maybe cutting back on smoking and maybe eating a little better.
Is smoking then related to heart problems as well as lung problems?
Yeah, and it's specifically related to atherosclerosis or the blood vessel blockage, that buildup, because the tobacco will actually damage the lining of the vessel, and that makes it a lot easier for that cholesterol to stick there and start to build up.
One more reason not to smoke.
Yes.
So are there any other types of screenings that you offer that you'd like to explain today?
Well, we're kind of rolling out a program to start offering a screening exam called an abdominal aortic aneurysm screen. It's actually an ultrasound, so it's a little bit different than the ones we've talked about today. It's just a little bit different technology. There's no radiation involved. You get a little gel on your belly, but that's about it. But basically, we would just use those to kind of make sure that the abdominal aorta, which is basically a big blood vessel, it's the biggest one in your body, and it supplies the blood to all your abdominal organs and also your legs. It's to make sure that that tube, that vessel, isn't actually dilating out and getting bigger, because what can happen is basically the vessel will get injured in one spot, start to kind of balloon out in that area. If that area gets too big, or, you know, if it gets too thin, then it can actually burst, and then you have a real problem on your hands as far as a lot of internal bleeding that can be fatal. The goal is kind of catch these when they're still small and then watch them. If they start to get bigger or they start to look more suspicious, then you can go see a vascular surgeon or an interventional radiologist who can place a stent or basically another tube inside the vessel to kind of keep it from rupturing.
So how would you know if you needed to get this test done?
So this is typically a disease of older persons, so usually over 65. I think Medicare, for a lot of people, will actually cover a Welcome to Medicare abdominal aortic aneurysm screening. So over 65 is a big risk factor. Peripheral vascular disease, atherosclerosis, which basically means same thing, kind of that calcium and soft plaque buildup in your vessels, and then also smoking, so kind of a theme. But tobacco use is definitely a risk factor as well. Those are some of the big ones. Family history plays some role in it. The other ones are sort of more rare. People with vascular diseases that have problems with the elastin or the collagen in the vessels that just make the vessels too stretchy.
So it seems like the point of all of these screening tests is basically prevention, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially the ones that are kind of more related to cancer are definitely heavy on the prevention. Number one, because if you have a stage one cancer versus a stage four, I mean, stage one is, you know, very early. The tumor is just in one spot. It hasn't spread to any other part of the body, versus stage four, where the tumor is somewhere else in the body or all over the body. The treatment responses, the five-year survival rates are just so much higher. The treatment is usually a lot more mild if you get it when it's early.
I just have one more question. With your heart scan, the CT scan, and the lung scan, how often would you need to have those done?
The heart scan, really, there's no set guideline for how often you should do it. Usually people will have one and kind of get a baseline of where they're at. And then at that point, they either have a completely clear scan and they feel pretty good and they might not come back for, you know, 10 years. If they have a really high number, they may end up seeing a cardiologist and having a stent put in which case they wouldn't get any more of those scans. For the lung scan, it kind of works like the mammograms, and that people just keep doing them year after year after year. Basically, if it's a negative scan, if you don't see any nodules, nothing looks like cancer, the recommendation is still to get another low-dose lung cancer screening CT in 1 year. If you see something that's moderately suspicious, you might say come back in 3 months and get one done. If you see something that looks really suspicious and you think it's cancer, then you'll either just go straight to biopsy or you'll have them have a PET CT or some other sort of imaging exam to kind of get a better idea of if it's cancer or not.
Well, thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate it. I know we have a big problem, especially with heart disease in Rush County, and the more steps that people can take to prevent illness, the better off they are. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Mary.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.